are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, December the 22nd. And you've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. Well, I got the seven takes of Takesmas for you today. Also, are the Pistons a raggedy franchise? We decide once and for all. Happy season opener day for the NBA. This is your boy, Matt Shook. I'm fired up. I'm the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. I'm a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Tonight is the night, the NBA. Tomorrow is the other night. The Pistons return to your TV box. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for spreading the word about the show. What's up to the new listeners? We have fun. Some folks think I criticize the Pistons too much, but I'm excited to move on with our lives, go from off-season to in-season, watch the games, analyze the games, tell some jokes, have some fun, build the community, help out each other, and get through this pandemic and this rebuild also on a micro and macro scale. But today I've got seven takes, going to try to keep them as concise as possible. A lot going on in my brain and also in the NBA world these days. Brian also has a little bit different of an Almost Legends. We asked Brother Brian, are the Pistons a raggedy franchise? He's got an answer that will get you fired up for the season. A perfect thing to listen to as you get ready mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually ready for the 2020-21 Detroit Pistons season. We've also got the second to last installment of the Meet a Pistons series. That's right, Dave Servitus, DeVitus Servitus, the mystery man, the confounding investment, the guy who might save this franchise once and for all, DS, DeVitus Servitus. Give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give Brother Brian a follow, bshook12 on Twitter, and also the play_Michigan account as well. The NBA starts tonight. We made it. Golden State Warriors against the Brooklyn Nets, a 7 o'clock start. No Draymond Green tonight, of course. No Klay Thompson, as we know. And then the main event for the evening, although you could argue that the Kevin Durant debut in the Brooklyn Nets, and of course Bruce Brown in the black and silver, is a big one as well. But the Clippers and Lakers, it's going to be the story of the year. Once again, the L.A., the Battle of L.A., and another familiar face for Pistons fans, Luke Kennard, in the lineup for the Clips tonight as well. We're going to bump charities again. Sorry, I feel like Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel a little bit here. Bumping charities till tomorrow, I promise on that one. Just a lot going on with today's show. I had takes planned already. Then the Luke Kennard deal happened with the Clippers. So now I have even more takes. You know how I ramble. I'm not going to allow myself to ramble. So today, first segment, I'm going to give you seven concise takes, some kind of related to each other, some kind of not. I did tell someone on Twitter on Monday morning that I'll have no more dead money mentions for the rest of the week. So we're not going to do that. We're going to live up to my promise there. I did tweet about some dead money thoughts on Monday morning, though, so check that out if you want my dead money thoughts. But my seven takes about the Pistons offseason, especially with the news from Monday. Number one, I'm glad the Pistons are not paying Luke Kennard a $64 million deal for 4 years starting next year. Number two, Troy Weaver and the Pistons got fleeced and played in the Clippers deal. If you want an extended version of that, you can check my Twitter account. Joe Truck's doing a good job of explaining some things as well. Really enjoyed his points on this. Number three, I would have offered Kennard and Tony Bradley to Philly for Al Horford and the 2025 first-round pick. the deal that they basically did with Oklahoma City for Danny Green. Number four, I'm pretty sure that I remember that I was one of the earliest to declare that Andre Drummond was going to opt out last summer when many in Pistons Twitter and Pistons Nation tried to figure out ways that he could stay or try to convince him to stay. Tweet at him saying, hey, Dre, stay. Opt in. After he taped that interview over the summer at the basketball tournament in Connecticut. That's just how I remember it. I'm not sure if that's completely true. I just remember kind of going out on a limb, it being a hot take at the time. And then, of course, developed into a very cold take, or a lukewarm take, because it wasn't hot. It was just a take that everyone had about halfway through the season. Number five, similarly, I was hoping to be one of the first to have the take that Blake Griffin was going to opt out this coming offseason, next year, provided he has anything resembling a healthy and productive season. Number six, forget that take completely if he has anything like last year, injury-wise, health-wise, or gets hurt to end the season. Then, of course, he's going to opt into the $39 million contract. Number seven, my last take, and again, I was going to do a whole thing on these kind of Blake situations. Just want to kind of get it on the record before the year starts. We'll talk about this stuff more as time goes on. But going back to my Philly trade, I would still trade Blake Griffin to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Al Horford and get first-round picks, multiple, from Oklahoma City in that deal. Another reason why I was thinking about the center situation over the weekend and talked about it on Monday got me all upset again about the Plumlee and Okafor deals, because now you don't have a roster spot for Al Horford unless you want to stretch Okafor, which we know this front office is not adverse to. So maybe it's still a possibility. But the flexibility of not bogging down your roster with veteran centers, is there's value there. There's value there, all I'm saying. So those are my concise takes. You can imagine I could have done probably 5-10 minutes on each of them, but we're not going to do that. We're going to keep it quick. We're going to keep it tight and get you a good quality show here on NBA Christmas Day, basically. It's the beginning of the season. It's the start of the season. It's Christmas a couple days early for some of us NBA fans who love this and are excited about it, and even more excited about the Detroit Pistons starting on Wednesday night against the Minnesota Timberwolves on the road in the season opener. Anthony Edwards, Killian Hayes, Blake Griffin, Karl-Anthony Towns. What more could anyone ever want than Timberwolves Pistons on opening night Wednesday night? But up next, are the Pistons a raggedy franchise? We gave Brian an essay question, and he came through with a great response for us and one that's going to get you fired up. You might want to listen to this one while shadow boxing, getting ready to work out, whatever it is. This is great stuff. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first,
it's Bang the Over, Brother Brian here, once again telling you about my favorite site to gamble online with. The casinos are closed and you are still jonesing for some action. Head over to betonline.ag. Are you ready for some football? College football is heading into the bowl season and there are some big matchups this weekend. The NFL playoff picture is becoming even clearer. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag has it all, spreads, over-unders, money lines, and some of the most interesting and fun prop bets out there. You like Killian Hayes to win Rookie of the Year? Put your money where your mouth is. He is plus 700 or 7-1 to take that award home. Or what about Coach Casey this year? Think he can get Coach of the Year? Well, at 50-1 or plus 5,000, it may be worth going out on that limb. Or maybe you feel the other way about him and think he will be the first coach fired this season. Probably more likely. And at plus 300 or 3-1, the odds makers at betonline.ag agree with you. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yes, sir!
Betting on the NBA and the Detroit Pistons doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts.
Brother Brian coming up big as he always does for us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Going to tell us, are the Pistons a raggedy franchise? We had that deep thought posed to us by one LeVar Ball last week. So Brother Brian did the research and here's what he came up with to get you fired up for Pistons basketball.
We'll be right back.
scruffy, shaggy. That is the dictionary definition of the word raggedy, something this organization is most certainly not on today's episode of Almost Legends.
And it's cold, trying to travel this road. Plus I feel like I'm always stuck in this battling mode. My defenses are so up, but one thing I don't want is pity from no one. The city is no fun, there is no sun, and it's so dark. Sometimes I feel like I'm just being pulled apart from each one of my limbs by each one of my friends.
The franchise over there is raggedy as hell, was a quote we heard ad nauseum at the beginning of last week. Now, I don't want to pay LeVar Ball too much mind, as he was an upset father over his kid being cut from an NBA roster, but I did want to react how this franchise is certainly not raggedy as hell. The Pistons moved to Detroit in 1957 from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the hometown of current Piston Mason Plumlee. After a few decades of toiling around the league without much success, the Pistons started being competitive in the 70s, with Hall of Famers Dave Bing and Bob Lanier leading the charge to several short but competitive playoff runs. When the merger happened with the ABA in 1976, the NBA started to look like the league it is today. In 1981, the Pistons drafted a scrappy little point guard from Indiana, and that's when things really started to hum.
All even at 77. Now the Pistons with Rodman. Two on one, Thomas goes up, and Isaiah Thomas having an incredible period. He has 35 in the game, 23 in this period. Isaiah Thomas has put on a brilliant exhibition of shooting despite an ankle injury in this third quarter. He has been a one-man gang. 23 points. And the shot is good by Thomas.
Mid and small market teams haven't found much success in the NBA since 1980. The Spurs have won four championships since then, all during the Hall of Fame career of Tim Duncan, while Cleveland won its one championship with the help of hometown hero and NBA icon LeBron James. That's it. Those are the only media markets that are smaller than Detroit to win a title in the NBA in the last 40 years. Five total championships, and all needed the leadership of one of the top 10 players in NBA history to get it done. The NBA seemed poised for a transition straight from Magic and Larry right to Michael, except for the small matter of the Detroit Pistons grabbing two titles in between. That brings up another point. Here are some names the Pistons have beaten in the playoffs. Larry Bird twice, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan three times, Shaq and Kobe, oh, and LeBron James as well. Those are not names that a raggedy franchise beats. Three championships in a sport where only 20% of the last 40 championships haven't gone to a top media market, and the Pistons have almost 40% of those. This city works. It grinds championships. All of the team's successes come from hard work and tough defense. Those things are anything but raggedy. The city watched an undersized point guard with an electric smile and personality grow up in front of us as the franchise galvanized around him to build a champion. We watched that team take each step towards a championship, ending in disappointment each time before Isaiah was finally able to beat the vaunted Lakers. The very next year, we watched a quiet kid from Louisiana turn into one of the deadliest shooters and tenacious defenders in the league. We watched him on a Saturday afternoon put on a clinic in Portland that helped put the Pistons in a position to go back-to-back.
1 second on the shot clock. Dumars arcing shot makes it. Boy, those are killers.
Now watch how Dumars locks this shot up skyward. In order to get it down and in.
Then we felt like we got punched in the gut after that game when we learned, like Joe did, his beloved father had passed away, and we wept for him as the team delivered another championship. We rejoiced to the heavens above when we drafted a superstar from Duke just a few years later that brought hopes of a return to greatness.
With the third pick in the 1994 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Grant Hill from Duke University.
And we all felt betrayed when he left, not realizing that the big defensive-minded center we got back in that signing trade would be the centerpiece and energy for the next iteration of Detroit greatness. It barely made league headlines when we signed a cast-off point guard who had played on four teams in 6 years, not living up to his high draft position. Well, that was until he got to Detroit and became Mr. Big Shot, and would lead us to another title, shocking the world, beating Kobe and Shaq. We may be down the last several years and seem like we are wandering aimlessly in the woods, but make no mistake about it, when we find our way, the league better be on notice, because the championship pedigree runs deep in the Pistons' red, white, and blue, and teal for a few years. So LeVar Ball, you got it twisted. We aren't raggedy, we are grimy. This has been Pistons Almost Legends.
We'll see what the big deal is, why it wasn't as still is. To be walking this borderline of Detroit city limits is different. It's a certain significance, a certificate of authenticity you never even see, but it's everything to me. It's my credibility. You never seen her, smell the matter from MC, who's incredible up on the same pedestal as me. But yet,
yes, sir. Detroit basketball back tomorrow night. It's been a long time. Love Brother Brian getting us all excited, reminding us of yesteryear. That's what we're trying to get back to, right? We all want this. We all want to have meaningful basketball, get back to the playoffs eventually with a team that's suited to make us proud, go far, do the things that we do every day, right? Work hard. That's the Detroit thing. That's what we do here in the Motor City, in Michigan, and abroad. If you follow this team, you adopt that character. That's what it's all about. We've had our disagreements. It's been a long 9 months. I hope that, I know that you guys have felt it too personally, everything that's going on in the world. This team, it's been tumultuous. You know, maybe you hate listening to me with yahoos like me who don't know what I'm talking about, who are criticizing this front office too much day in and day out. We're past that. We're talking basketball. Maybe you are tired of all the talk and ready for action and ready for basketball. I am too. And that's what we got coming tomorrow night, thanks to Brother Brian. Always great with the Almost Legends series. Get the shadow boxing going. Get ready. We're going to war. We're doing all the metaphors, everything you want for the opening of the Pistons basketball season coming tomorrow in Minnesota and also to a television near you as well. But the mystery of one of this offseason, this front office, these last couple years has been Dave Servitas. Who is this guy? What's going on there? Brother Brian's going to give us the penultimate in the series of Meet a Piston, the episode of DeVita Servitas. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, got to tell you guys about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even more delicious than the old original ones, if you can believe that. Now 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. The six new ones are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. I love that there's one pun in all of the names, and it's cherry barcia. Too good. The 12 OGs, flavors like banana bread, toffee almond. Those are just two of those 12 great flavors that started it all. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. And the second best thing about Built Bars, maybe 1A, is that they are healthy. They are great for the health-conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. They're great for the keto diet. Whatever low-carb diet that all the kids are doing these days, maybe you should think about it in 2021. Built Bar is the perfect way to start your resolution. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Guys, make sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast feed today. You'll find season preview episodes for each division with team breakdowns from local experts, waiver wire additions from Locked On Fantasy Basketball, rookies to watch from Chad Ford, and predictions on each division from Rejecting the Screen. Subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you get podcasts. The great mysteries of life. One of them is everything about DeVita Servitas. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? Does he have pictures of Tom Gores doing something compromising? Did they really give him a guaranteed 2-year contract? I don't know what the hell's going on. And let's get Brother Brian in here to meet a Piston, because it's really genuinely someone that we need to meet. DeVita Servitas, who the hell are you?
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and his almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. We were planning on looking at Jonan Musa, but he was waived over the weekend, so today let's look at DeVita Servitas, a 20-year-old 6'8", 190-pound forward. Servitas is from Vilnius, Lithuania, and has lived in several countries in Europe, following his dad, a former professional basketball player, to several teams. In 2017, Servitas would become the youngest player to play for Lietuvos Rytas when he was just 16 and replacing Jonas Valančiūnas with that honor. In May of 2018, his team won the Adidas Next Generation Tournament and he was named Tournament MVP. He was selected in the second round of the 2019 draft by the Mavericks and traded to the Pistons. He stayed overseas last year and came to Detroit this offseason. Servitas did make over 38% of his outside shots last last year overseas.
Servetus will most likely start out of the rotation and near the bottom of the roster in playing time, or participating in whatever the G League situation ends up looking like for the Pistons. He signed a 3-year contract that will pay him just under $900,000 this year and has a 3rd-year team option. He is represented by Michael Tellum, the son of Pistons executive Arn Tellum. Thanks for listening, and look for our next Meet a Piston when we will wrap up the roster and look at forward Sekou Doumbouya.
Davidas Servetus. Did he ever make it over? Are we sure? What's going on with Davidas Servetus? Brian is right. The Pistons are not a raggedy franchise, but this is kind of a raggedy franchise move. Everything that's been happening with Davidas Servetus, we know that the Pistons did a swap to move up about, I think, 7 or 8 picks in the second round of last year. They unloaded 2 extra picks just to do that. Or maybe it was 3 extra picks from the deal that they made with Kevin Porter. It's just the craziest move. It's again, we're talking about all these things we complain about with the Pistons, or I complain about with the Pistons. It's little irritation after little irritation. There's no thing that has happened with this team that will ruin the franchise for good. It's just kind of death by a thousand cuts at times. But if Killian Hayes is good, if Jeremy Grant is good, if and by the way, something I didn't mention in my takes earlier, the Luke Kennard deal does make the Jeremy Grant contract better, the Mason Plumlee contract better. I was planning on having that be one of my 7 takes, but it slipped my mind. You know how Matt is, late on a Monday night. But yeah, so the contracts aren't as bad. I have to admit that. That's something that we're seeing with the NBA. The contract situation is going to be a bloated one. And that's why I believe that Blake Griffin might just be opting out. No, he will not get a $40 million per year average annual value next year, even if this year goes really well. But he could salvage that by getting guaranteed money over 3 years, something like that. So the $20 million for Jeremy Grant looks better and better every day off the court, although on the court you wonder about the mix of someone who's asked to do things that don't seem to match up with his skill set as it stands right now. Things can change. Rambling continues from your boy. I'm excited for the season. I hope you guys are too. Ready to move on from this offseason in all ways. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I am your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On NBA. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Pistons Game Day.